Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. It's hour two, Toker Talk Radio, where we let what's left of my hair down, loosen the tie, and get deep into the thick of marijuana maradrama. That's right. We are definitely experiencing some maradrama here in the studios, where I've attracted a legion of haters, which is good. I take it as a sign of respect that I'm getting haters. That's good. That means my voice is reaching them. I love it. Howard Stern made a hell of a lot of money being hated by people, so I got no problem with that. What I do have a problem with, though, are inaccuracies. I do have a, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion, right? You can have the opinion that Responsible Ohio sucks and you ought to pass OTEP. You can have the opinion that Reform California sucks and you ought to pass the Jack Herer Initiative. That's great. Opinions are what America's all about. I'm all for it. Love it. I want to hear more of them. But I do have a problem with inaccuracies in these arguments and the problems of trying to describe this debate. Okay? And the first one I want to tackle, and this happens every time. Every single time. I get this so often. How much do they buy you off for? You're all bought off. Oh, you sold out. They bought you off. Well, I'll tell you what. If they bought me off, I really need to ask for a raise. Because they bought me off way too cheap. I just spent the last 2 weeks sleeping on a couch, folks. I mean, I'm not living high on the hog out here. And this idea that I'm bought off, I love the conspiracy thinking that's involved in this. Like, there are some people out there who say, I know, let's give Russ Belville a bunch of money and tell him to go out and piss off all the true legalizers. That'll help us somehow, right? Like there's a plan involved here. Folks, I don't know how much more transparent I could be about my income sources. It's pretty simple. I write. You can find my writing in High Times, Alternet, Marijuana Politics, Reset.me, The Weed Blog. I write for a lot of places and they pay me on a per article basis. So I don't know how that conspiracy works. I know. High Times is sitting out there saying, I know, let's pay Russ money to write articles and piss people off. And that way, I don't know, somebody benefits somehow. I don't know. Then there are my VIP listeners, subscribers to the podcast, who pay anywhere from $4.20 a month to some of them, you're up to $50 a month that you're spending to keep funding this podcast. I don't know how that conspiracy works, how we manage to get dozens of people from all across the United States and the world to want to contribute $4.20 a month for the past 2 years or so. Just so I'd piss off the Jack Herer people. I'm not sure how that conspiracy works. And then there's my advertisers. You hear them on the podcast. I mean, we're talking about Sacred Serum, They make a pen that that disperses oil. We've got Pottles. They make a holder for, they make a smell-proof container for weed. We got the Fingerboard Extension. They're a fretted instrument repair shop in Corvallis, Oregon. Kick-Ass Organics, a book about growing pot. What else do we got in the list today? Vapes.buzz, they make vaporizers, portable vaporizers. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, a tattoo parlor in Fort Worth, Texas. The Weed Blog, Herbie Seeds. Somehow, in their mind, there's a conspiracy, right? There's a conspiracy involved from those companies, tattoo companies and, you know, instrument repair companies, to somehow make sure that I disparage and hurt and destroy and whatever it is that I'm supposedly guilty of. And then another thing I want to bring up, this idea that I'm against any of these initiatives. Hell, I'm not against anything that would end me being a criminal. What I've been doing lately is injecting a dose of realism into the discussion, and that is, if you really want me to stop being a criminal, stop proposing pie-in-the-sky ideas that are unfunded and have no shot in hell of passing. I had to live through that for 2 years. I had smoke blown up my ass from Okta for 2 years about how true legalization was coming. We're going to pass true legalization. And it failed. And I had to be a criminal for 2 more years. While the state just north of me hired professionals, did polling, did conservative language, and passed. And made me not a criminal the next time I went up to Seattle Hemp Fest. That's what I'm about. I'm not against CCHI. I'm not against Ohio Rights Group. I'm not against MCLR. I'm not against responsible Ohioans for cannabis. I'm not against anybody who wants to end me being a criminal. Just like I'm not against clapping to make sure Tinkerbell lives.
Chive, Murray, Grifo, Grass.
I'm not against clapping to make sure that Tinkerbell lives. I'm not against leaving out cookies and milk for Santa Claus. I'm not against praying that Aunt Edna's cancer will go away. What I'm saying is all of those things would be less effective than actually doing something that's been proven to work. We'll talk more about that. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We do have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about that. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
Murray, Grifo, Grass, Hay. Technically, it's cannabis sativa, the common name, marijuana. She has found a crutch to see her through her difficulties instead of facing up to them and coping with them. And in time, she may be ready to try something different, something better.
Gateway theory doesn't work. Maybe. It's a reality.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the Ustream video app for Android and iPhone. Go to rad-r.us/420Ustream or just click the Ustream app icon for Android or iPhone below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum. Elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Funky Roller Ring.
This is Big Daddy, and I want you to join me every Thursday night for some good old soul, funk, and disco at the Funky Roller Ring on 420 Radio. You dig?
Storing your herb in back alley baggies, then keep your herb fresh and protected with Pottles.
Pottles are airtight and odor-free. Not to mention they're reusable, BPA-free, and UV-resistant. Pottles come in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors, so go check out Pottles at mypottles.com. Use the code STASH to get an additional 10% off. Again, that's mypottles.com, MYPOTTLES.com, and tell them Radical Russ sent ya.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. 10 and a half after the hour, you're listening to Toker Talk Radio, the second hour of the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. Don't forget to get the 420 Radio app. It's available now for Android at 420radio.buzz. Let's go to our phone lines. We got a caller holding from the 831 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Kevin Saunders, co-founder of Coaster Dam, and I'm calling in to the Russ Belville Show to discuss the viability of CCHI in 2016.
Okay, great. I just need to know a few things. Number one, how much money does CCHI have?
Well, like any initiative at this stage, that would be zero. Right now...
Well, wait a minute. Responsible Ohio has $36 million already, and I just read a report that said Weedmaps was donating $2 million to fund California reform.
I'm referring to California, Russ.
Right, and, right. Weedmaps just donated $2 million.
And the potential donation by Justin Hartman, founder of Weedmaps, is just that. It's a pledge. And since there is no initiative written that, in my opinion, he would support, as of right now, we are in the process of branding CCHI. We are in the process of developing our grassroots organization. And in my opinion, there'll be plenty of time to go after fundraising once the press and once the community of patients and dispensaries and growers can come together. And in my opinion, you having me on your show today is exactly part of that process. And the event that I'm attending tonight, held by Reform California, is another example of our community coming together. We're discussing, in many ways, this is like a primary. Whether it's Democratic or Republican parties, this is a primary. And in a primary or in any family, there are fights and there are discussions. And then at the end, we all rally around each other. And more importantly, we rally around this sacred plant of ours that we all so cherish. And that's why I think you see the passions that you see. And you know, I'm probably guilty as most about being passionate about cannabis, mainly because it saved the lives of people around me.
Sure.
And quite frankly, I think saved my life. So I want to again thank you for having me on the show, Russ, and also giving CCHI representatives, of which I am, an opportunity to speak to people, because as of yet, we feel that we have been shut out of a group that builds itself with the name, the Coalition of Cannabis Policy Reform. And, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but the word coalition means what it is, a true coalition.
Well, coalition, okay, let me get some stuff in first here. I mean, you've gone for about 4 minutes here, so I want to make sure we cover a couple of things. First of all, I do thank you for having on here. And the whole reason I do 420 Radio is to provide this platform, and I wish more people would take advantage of it. This is the whole point, is to get these talks out. But you said something that had me concerned. You said you were talking about branding CCHI and getting organized. Aren't you guys the same guys that ran this in 2014 and 2012 and 2010 and 20? Hasn't CCHI been around for a long time?
We have, and I think that proves my point.
Proves my point is that you haven't gotten organized in the past 6 years. What makes us think you're going to do it this time?
Well, Prop 19. So with that logic, you're saying that Prop 19 and the other groups that have tried were just failed attempts. I mean, we're building.
No, I would say Prop 19 didn't fail because it actually made the ballot. Have you guys made the ballot in any of these previous attempts?
No, we haven't.
So you haven't gone as far as Prop 19.
Well, if you'd let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I believe we're in a new paradigm. We have hit the zeitgeist perfectly. We all know that we're going through a cannabis renaissance right now, both at the, in my opinion, state and hopefully in the next couple months in the federal level. Again, that's my opinion. CCHI was started by Jack Herer. Jack Herer's book literally changed my life. It is my Bible. The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
And this is where I think we've got a problem, is that so many of you guys revere Jack Herer as if he's a demigod. He's a man who never got anything on the ballot. It's a wonderful book he wrote, and I'm glad it opened up people's minds, but even that book has some inaccuracies in it that have since been found to be untrue. What I'm talking about is trying to get marijuana legalization passed, and what I'm curious about, you say this is a coalition and a summit that you guys are all getting together on. Are you telling me that if this coalition came together and decided on something that wasn't CCHI, all you CCHI people would drop CCHI and work for this new coalition thing?
I can't speak for other people, but I can speak for myself. And yes, I believe that if we get a corporate cannabis bill or model like Washington or Colorado, and it comes in the form of a CCPR, California reform, corporate cannabis model, I personally will fight tooth and nail for it not passing. And why I say that is because we have an opportunity to set policy for the next 20 years. This is California. We must do this right. And cannabis culture started in California. And if you let me just finish my point, I really appreciate it about Jack Herer and why we have failed so many times. First of all, like I said, we are in a zeitgeist. We are in a new paradigm. We all agree that legalization in California will happen. That, again, that was my opinion. It is, in my opinion, a foregone conclusion that California now would vote for it, let alone in 2016. So Jack Herer, again, his book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, is what started me on this life's journey. I'm sure that's the same with a lot of people. This is Jack Herer, who is the godfather of him. This, if you don't want to listen to me, if you don't want to listen to Patrick Moore, if you don't want to listen to Milana Moore, listen to Jack Herer. Because
I can tell you that I actually did listen to Jack Herer because I worked with Jack Herer. I've been on shows with Jack Herer. I knew the man personally.
If that was the case, if you did work with Jack Herer, then I'm very surprised that you are not a supporter of CCHI.
No, wait a minute. I've told you I am a supporter. If you guys can get it on the ballot, I'll be the first guy to vote for it. I'm not against it.
But we're not at that point yet. Like I was saying earlier, this is a primary. We are rebranding CCHI.
Okay.
And the point is that I just came to CCHI in 2014. I'm a law student. I'm running for mayor of Marina.
Okay.
Attended the University of Southern California. And for you and this meme that's put out that CCHI is some sort of stoners against legalization, and I'm confident I can use that term since you yourself have used that term about 10 times just today. It's not only offensive to people to call somebody stoners against legalization. I personally find it offensive considering I'm about as mainstream as it come. I attended the University of Southern California. I grew up in Danville, traveled all over the world. I'm hardly a stereotypical stoner.
Okay.
We have people that are scholars. We have people that are...
Yes,
that
I understand that you're all wonderful, great people, and I'm just going to turn you down because that's the way radio works, is I have these volume knobs here, and when you try to talk over me, when I'm trying to make a point, I can just turn you down. It's really effective. So let me just explain what I'm trying to get at here with you guys, okay? Is the fact that we've got limited opportunities. And when I say stoners against legalization, you just recently, just a couple of minutes ago, told me that if some sort of corporate cannabis bill came up that was for legalization, that you, like Washington or Colorado, you would vote against it. Those are legalization bills that you say you would vote against. So how much more against legalization, how much more accurate could that description be?
If you think that Washington, Colorado is a legalization bill, then you or a legalization policy, then you and I have an entirely different definition of what legalization is.
Yes, we do. My definition of legalization is if I'm sitting in my home with an ounce of weed in my pocket and a joint on my lips and a cop knocks on the door, I can have a conversation with that cop with the joint on my lips. That cop will leave without me in handcuffs and I'll still have my joint in my ounce. That's legalization.
Well, that's not true. Not if you have children and your children are in the background and CPS is going to be coming getting those children that evening. Not if you want to have a job that requires you to be drug tested, like being a teacher or being a fireman or being a nurse.
Okay.
Not if you are sitting in jail, Russ, of which you are not.
I am facing
6 years. My trial starts on June 29th. And if you want to tell me that legalization means that means a cop comes to your house and doesn't arrest you and you get to go back with your ounce, then you know what? Not only do we have an entirely different opinion of legalization, but I think you're misguided, because I would ask you to say that same thing to the thousands of people still languishing in state prisons for pot offenses, and why I'm so passionate about CCHI.
Sorry, that's our...
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
Well, how appropriate. Hey, Patrick, stay on the line, man. I do dig this conversation we're having, but we got our 20 after break we got to take because, you know, it's 420, man. I don't make the rules. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it too, but stay on the line. We'll talk more about this because I got some stuff to correct about our definitions. I think we're having a good discussion. Be right back.
Twenty Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Support for 420 Radio comes from Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, a guide to gardening with nature, authored by Kip Zonderkopf. Based on the ethos that a living soil is the foundation of a thriving garden, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is your guide to naturally growing resinous buds and nutrient-rich veggies. Get the ebook now with instant download at kickassorganics.com. Previews available on Amazon, iTunes, Nook, Google Play, Kobo, and many other online retailers.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying our 20 after break, and I have a feeling I'm going to need to mellow out myself just a little bit here. So we'll get back to our conversation right after our tune. We've got Chuck Diesel on the line calling from the 509 area code to fill us in. What do we got for a tune today, Chuck?
We got Luna's with the Ultimate Stoner and Feet Be Real. We got some Be Real on there, too. But it's a feel-good track, so hopefully it'll put you in the right place.
All
I
right,
I did have
man.
One thing I wanted to bring up with you, just get your take on if you have a minute.
Sure.
So I was reading, do you remember Dominic Holden? He used to write for The Stranger.
Sure do.
And was really involved. Yeah. So did you see what he posted on Facebook today about Pete Holmes?
No, I haven't.
It was pretty interesting. He was posting about how he basically wants to round up. They've got kind of that downtown, it's kind of been dubbed an open-air drug market, kind of reminiscent of Hamsterdam and The Wire.
Yeah.
And that's how it's being characterized, but Peter Holmes wants to round up all of the marijuana dealers down there and arrest them, is working with the FBI and all these other departments to kind of wrap up that whole downtown, I don't even want to call it a drug scene or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm conflicted on how to feel about it. I know Dominic's take was that, you know, these guys are going to be now banned from going downtown, which if you're, you know, lower socioeconomic situation, it's nearly impossible to use public transit without going downtown. and just how this is, I'm conflicted on it, so I wanted to throw it out there to you.
I hadn't heard about it, so let me get a chance to read up on Dominic's post, and maybe on tomorrow's show it's something I can talk about.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's get to the tune. This is Loonies, you said?
Yeah.
With Ultimate Stoner featuring Be Real. Check it out. Happy 420. We're back with more CCHI discussion right after the tune.
Welcome to Smoke A Lot Radio. It's your host with the most chronic smoke, Sir Smoke A Lot. We got an interesting topic tonight. We're discussing or trying to find the ultimate stoner. The hotlines is on fire tonight. Caller number one, when you state your name and your claim, my brother.
Look, what's the deal? I'm burning with Adam Hill. Got Be Real on the wheel with Nummy in the Seville. My cypress from the hill, I get it straight from the hill. Then I send it OT for my niggas to make the squeal.
Ooh-wee! That shit was fly fingers. Bring that shit back one time. Yeah!
Welcome to Smoke A Lot Radio. It's your host with the most chronic smoke, Sir Smoke A Lot. We got an interesting topic tonight. We're discussing or trying to find the ultimate stoner. The hotlines is on fire tonight. Caller number one, would you state your name and your claim, my brother?
Look, what's the deal? I'm burning with Adam Hill. Got Be Real on the wheel with Nummy in the Seville. My cypress from the hill, I get it straight from the hill. Then I send it OT for my niggas to make the squeal.
Bills.
Like Beyonce, you smoking on Franze. Hate gin, but I still got that Bombay. We cooler than Fonze. Make the shadow with the wax in the broccoli. Got that KK, my nigga, no Kanye. In the Northwest, smoking on Seattle's best. At the Hen Fest, I bench press. Whole pound joints, get your chin checked.
Man, damn.
Funky voice, smoking on that stanky boy. Take a dab and pass out. I clown your ass like Spanky Boy. Baby boy, baby dabs. This nigga can't stop coughing. Somebody pat him on his back with his baby ass. Fuck a sack, boy, I blaze a bag. It's off the slab if I take a dab, cause I'm the ultimate stoner. Every day I'm smoking marijuana. I got an attitude, you don't got my gotcha. You won't like me when I'm angry. I turn it to the Hulk when I want it. That green strong shit smell like ammonia. I'm the ultimate stoner.
Give it up for caller number one, everybody. And I feel your pain, little Wayne. You in Oakland. You got Girl Scout cookies and granddaddy. Stop complaining. We got another caller coming from Los Angeles, California. Caller number two, state your name and your claim, my brother.
I'm Dr. Green Thumb, I grow a lot of trees. Round Southern California, LAC. I got an 8-foot bong, I'm always smoking it strong. And if you're lucky, you might find yourself where you belong.
Where?
In the doctor's office, waiting for your medication. In my lobby and your heart's racing, anxious and you're pacing.
Mind your place.
Looking at my nurses begging for the pew. Trying to see the doctor, but you're breaking every rule. Take a number and relax in the lobby. Got caps like paparazzi in case you try to rob me. Got the high-grade cup winner on the table like it's dinner. If you wanna roll a fatty or you wanna roll a pinner, not for the beginner, only connoisseurs visit me. Specifically for elevation, mentally or physically. Indoor for the mind, got some deeper for the body. If you wanna hit the nail, extracts for the party. Got the West Coast cure, the allure of the pure. Got you stuck on stupid like a fucking amateur. That's alright, the doctor educates. Never smoked a Reggie. Got some ladies coming soon, got some babies up in veggie. Are you ready?
Make some noise for caller number two, everybody. He's from Los Angeles, the home of the OG Kush. And y'all know I love me some OG Kush. So you definitely qualify to be the ultimate stoner. We have another caller from Oakland, California. This guy loves to drink and smoke. Caller number three, state your name and your
it's
claim.
It's Nummy, calling from Numworld, via East Oakland. County of Remy Martin, great state of weed smoking. Since all the streets broken, we niggas, we keep it floating. We frequent coke festivals and weed buses we roll in. Hopping off, stretching and yawning like we was hibernating. Cali need to legalize all drugs, we tired of waiting. It's really good, I'm getting higher than before. Cause I'm much more calm, a nigga much more mellow. Look, I ain't gonna lie, really only the dope help. More when weed around with drink covering the whole shit. A box of boards, couple chicks to come and bop around. When I'm sober, it's time to line them up and knock them down. But when Nummy on, believe he gonna be tucked away. I gotta survive and live to get high another day. When he's super high, he ain't about to bust a grape. He just thinking ass cheeks, patty cake, patty cake. You'll see dope and money, alcohol and underspots. Couple giant burgers, couple lighters, couple straws. Lockdown, curtains closed, pass me all your phones. Say goodbye to the outside, it's on, welcome home.
Everybody make some noise for caller number three. Now that's my type of party. Cocaine, champagne, and some girls to do something strange for a little bit of change. Now Jay, we got another caller coming from Brick City, New Jersey. Caller number four, state your name and your claim, my brother.
Hello, hello, am I online? Am I on? This line know the motherfucking wino. And I'm from Oakland, nigga, not no New Jersey. Anyway, my nephews is back, Jack. I told y'all niggas, numbskull, yuck mouth. My nephew back in the booth getting loose, nigga. Y'all haters need to quit hating and quit the wow, wow, shit. I get too drunk in the motherfucker, nigga too hyped in this bitch. But they back, lunas, high times, goddammit. Be real, Cypress Hill. And then I know the motherfucker wino. And I'm out this motherfucker. Bye. Loonies, high times, stay high, stay fly, you bitch!
Four20 Radio, the activist radio station.
Are you in the market for portable vaporizers now? Get online to vapes.buzz, the quick and easy link to portablevaporizersnow.com. Vapes.buzz has everything you are looking for, including vape pens, herbal vaporizers, e-juice, parts, accessories, and more. Visit vapes.buzz and use promo code 420RADIO to get 10% off your online purchase, or just give them a call at 866-264-2415. Vapes.buzz. Get vaping, baby!
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 and a half after the hour. That's the music from Rick James with Bustin' Out. And before we get back to our callers, we got a couple hanging on the line here. I want to tell a little parable. That's right. We're going to have a little parable time. Gather around, kids. It's time for a parable. Once upon a time, there was a slave. And this slave was not particularly well liked by his master. Every day, Massa would take this slave, chain him up to the pole, and at high noon, whoop the tar out of that slave. Just whoop him till his back was red. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And this would happen every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no break, every day at noon, chain up the slave, whip his back raw. Now, of course, the slave didn't think that was quite good treatment. The slave was really against that. He shouldn't be whipping my back. And in fact, I'm a man. I should have freedom. I should have rights. I shouldn't be property belonging to someone. Now, one day, the slave is approached by another slave. Now, this other slave works in the house. He's treated much better. And he turns to the first slave and he says, "Look, I think I can help you out, man. I think, you know, I'm pretty close with Massa. I think I can tell him that you'd be pretty helpful on the weekends in the house. I think I could make it so that you wouldn't get whooped on the weekends. I could make it so that, you know, nothing much I can do about the Monday through Friday thing, but at least on the weekends, you could come work in the house. You could eat some good food and not get whipped." The slave thought about that. You know, I'd rather be free. I'd rather not get whipped at all, but having weekends off, that might be kind of nice. A little bit later, another slave, another one of the slaves who's getting whipped, starts talking to the first slave and says, "Man, we need freedom. I heard that house slave talking to you. I heard that house slave talking to you about having weekends off. That's bullshit, man. We're men. We deserve freedom. We deserve full and total, complete, true freedom. We should bust out of these chains. We should kill all the masses. And we should go have our own 40 acres and a mule. We should have our own businesses, our own... Hell, we should even be president of the United States someday. And the slave said, well, yeah, that all sounds really good. How do you propose that we're going to break these chains and kill the massa with no guns and no lock picks or anything like that? Well, that's what we got to do. We got to fight for our true freedom. And if that other house slave comes around and tries to offer you a weekend off from getting whooped, I'm going to beat his ass. That, folks, is my parable for stoners against legalization. Let's go back to the phone lines where my caller has been holding on very, very patiently. My first caller, Patrick, are you still there?
Yes, Patrick's here.
All right, Patrick, go ahead, man. You got the air.
Oh, fantastic. No, I'm just glad that our parable has been played out in the real world and we don't still have slavery. I mean, the fact that people have stood up for higher principles are the only way we've moved forward as a society. And I don't think we've asked for anything that is unfair or unreasonable within the Jack Hare Initiative. By your own standard, what if you had 2 ounces in your lap when a police officer came by and you had to join in your thing? You know, a friend just dropped off the other ounce yesterday because you gave him a tip on the bubbleberry and he worked out well. So
right.
He just gifted you an ounce. And all of a sudden, that cop's like, but I see 2 ounces sitting on your table. You're not committing a criminal, even though you think you're living in a real legal world. What about the lady who has multiple sclerosis and she wants to start juicing the plant, right? So we get it legal to you and I can sit with an ounce in our lap and smoke a joint. But the lady who's got multiple sclerosis and wants to juice plants still spending $500-$600 a week, a day maybe, you know, getting that kind of quality and amount because she can only have 6 plants and not 10 plants, okay, and not 4 plants.
So for these people, these hypothetical people you bring up, how are they any better off now?
Well, we're better off now because we did the same thing with Prop 215. We gave him a medical right. We gave him
legislation
here in California.
Wait a minute. You said the guy with two. You're cutting off now. Sorry if you're not going to listen to me. You mentioned the guy who, like, I'd be safe having the ounce on my table, but what about the guy with 2 ounces on his table? We're not talking about a medical patient, not your multiple sclerosis person. What you keep telling me here is if 2 ounces isn't legal, then 1 ounce shouldn't be legalized. Well, what about the guy with 4 ounces on his table? If 4 ounces isn't legal, then 2 ounces shouldn't be legalized. What about the guy with a pound on his table? Well, if a pound can't be legalized, then 4 ounces can't be legalized. Is that your point?
I catch the logical loop you're trying to catch me in, but we're talking about the cannabis. We're talking about the number one cash crop in this state. We're talking about the number one most important economic factor for many people in this state. And
right.
We play games with it when we could have a valid form of legalization to say we'll take the weekends from being beat, but we'll still get beat 5 days out of the week. That doesn't work for us. That
why
is not?
Why not? No, I don't understand. Why does not work for you? Why are you against a little bit of freedom in exchange for no freedom?
It still involves innocent people going to jail and losing their property.
And innocent people go to jail and lose their rights now. So fewer of them will end up going to jail if you legalize an ounce. Fewer of them will end up going to jail if you legalize a small home garden. Fewer of them will go to jail if you legalize marijuana stores. Why is that so hard to understand?
Well, history tells us differently. The more people went to jail after alcohol prohibition ended than during alcohol prohibition. So the terms of legalization actually can create a larger criminal. You can have more criminals going to jail for an act while it's legal than while it's illegal. And if it's familiar with alcohol prohibition.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. We have 2 states that blatantly disprove what you were asserting. Because I heard this same bullshit from the Washington people. Oh, if we legalize marijuana, then they'll just, all the arrests will turn into DUIs. They didn't. Marijuana arrests for misdemeanor amounts between 28 and 40 grams in the state of Washington went down from 5,000, over 5,000 when it was illegal, to under 120 when it was legal. All prosecutions of less than an ounce went away because it's legal. In the state of Colorado, they went from averaging 900 marijuana prosecutions a month, and that's all marijuana, not just less than an ounce, not just the legal sick plant garden, but all marijuana prosecutions. Even the guy with a pound in his house, even the guy with a forest in his garage, all marijuana prosecutions declined from 900 a month to under 100 a month, 100 to 200 a month, depending on the month. Fewer people get busted when it's legal. And part of the reason for that is because when marijuana is legal, even if you just legalize a gram of it, the smell of it is no longer probable cause. Drug dogs in Colorado, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington are being decertified, decommissioned because their ability to alert for marijuana is no longer useful. The probable cause of smelling weed on someone no longer exists. A cop by sight alone cannot see the difference between an ounce and an ounce and an eighth. It, by smell alone, cannot detect the difference between a gram and a kilogram. There is so much that changes when you legalize. And that's what gets me so frustrated about you people, is that you want to start at home plate. You don't want to hit the single and get to first base and then work your way to second, then work your way to third, then work your way to home. You want to start on home plate. You want to go from the Emancipation Proclamation to the inauguration of Barack Obama in one fell swoop, and history don't work that way.
Can I go, Russ?
Go ahead.
I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your dynamics. Don't feel like you need to quite carry such a heavy vibe with me personally.
No, I do need to carry a heavy vibe because people like you are fighting against legalization. People like you in 2010 fought against Prop 19 and made it so people like me had to be criminals for six more years. People like you fought against I-502 in Washington State and wanted to ensure that I remain a criminal for two more years. People like you tried to hurt the Oregon Act that just passed that ended my criminality. I do take this personally because I've been in jail. I've been in the back of the cop car. I've watched the cops rifle through all my shit, and I never want to see anyone else go through that again. And furthermore, it bugs the shit out of me because almost everyone who calls me up with this I gots mine true legalization attitude is a white guy who's got far less chance of getting busted than the black and Latino people who are my friends and family who end up doing the real time for this. Sorry, I got other callers. I'm going to go to them. Let's go to the other caller. We got another caller from the 831 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio.
I think you've got back to me, Kevin Saunders again.
Kevin, no more. Done with you. Let's go to 707 area code. You're on the air.
Hello, Russ.
Hello. Sorry to have started so fiery. How are you?
Oh, I loved it, man. It's like being in Washington, D.C., except, you know... I was like behind a screen where I didn't have to, you know, react.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Brother Newcomb in Humboldt. I'm with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And
hello, Elder.
I came up from Oakland. There's a long story. I'm here actually on a mission to help the HIV/AIDS patients. I've been working with the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the United Nations AIDS Council on, searching for some sort of addition to the heart medication that we currently have for the patients. And we've been looking strongly at cannabis and its purportedness of care. And in this, interesting last year and a half that I have been part of Jack Herrera's California Cannabis Hemp Initiative, I have
Don
found
Duncan.
It to be a roller coaster.
Call me Don Duncan.
And I went to San Francisco and I met with the manufacturing industry's consigliere at Schroeder's, and we talked about funding the CCHI initiative.
I've been waiting for a point. Is this the point? I hope this is the point, buddy. Keep going.
The point is that, we find as the representative of the patients and of the consigliere of, you know, the financiers of the manufacturing industry, we are concerned about the organizational issues of CCHI as well as the political power struggle of Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. You see, our focus and support is going to go towards that which benefits the patients.
Okay, I gotta ask you a question, though, before we go too much further, because you're just kind of droning on here about patients and care and blah, blah, blah. What is your point? What are you trying to, what do you want to get across here today?
Well, my point is that in a previous conversation with the executive VA concerning women in the military who have experienced sexual assault.
Okay.
And the HIV AIDS patients themselves.
Okay, what does this have to do with our discussion of the Jack Herer Initiative and its viability for legalization in 2016? You have 30 seconds.
The 99 plants hemp oil. That's what we're focused on. We want to see how it's going to work through and make it available for the patient.
Okay, thank you for your call. Appreciate your conversation. By the way, what he's referring to is the Jack Herer Initiative has a 99 plants. This is what they want to legalize, 99 plants and 12 pounds, which is great. I love that idea, if you can get it on the ballot and get it passed. But everything I've read, everything I know about politics tells me that soccer moms and most people will freak out at the idea of 99 plants and 12 pounds. We'll talk more about it. We got to take a break, get our sponsorship taken care of. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
Twenty Radio, the home of marijuana experts. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. 49 after the hour. Trying to get a little more mellow here. This is some music by Roy Ayers called The Third Eye. Doesn't that feel better? So I want to address a couple of things before I go back to the phone lines real quick, because I got a little heated, because I do sometimes. And but there's something that really stuck in my craw about talking to my last caller, the Patrick fellow. Not the previous caller, but the first one. And that is this, he said that this is like a primary. where we're at right now in California is like a primary where there's numerous candidates and we're all trying to decide which one of them will get the nomination. That's kind of, I guess, the analogy he was trying to go for. This idea that there's CCHI and there's MCLR and there's Reform California and there's CACI or whatever they're calling it now, California Craft Initiative or whatever it is. But there's four or five different initiatives out there. And to that extent, I agree. This is the time where we vet different language and to find out what we're going to go with. But where he lost me is when he kept talking about a coalition. They won't let us into the coalition. It's not a coalition. And then in the very next paragraph talked about, and if there's some corporate cannabis thing that gets put forth, we'll fight to defeat it. I think you don't understand what the word coalition means, because within coalition, there's a little bit of a thing called compromise. If you're a coalition, if this were a primary, all of the candidates would be vetted through the primary process. But at the end of that primary process, the party would nominate a nominee and everyone in the party would be expected to support that nominee. Under your analogy, you're the Rand Paul supporter who, when Rand Paul doesn't get the nomination, fights against the Republican who does. Or you're the Bernie Sanders supporter on the left who, when he doesn't get the nomination, you fight against Hillary. See, I'm in this to get marijuana legalized. I'm not in this to jerk off. I'm quite good at jerking off. I've got that down. Don't need any help with that. And that's all I get from these organizations that want to talk about, we will have this funding, or this is promised, or this could happen, or we're in a new zeitgeist. That, I love that one. We're in a new zeitgeist. Now, I'll agree to the extent that four states have already legalized, that other states are looking at it and go, hey, yeah, we could probably legalize. I'll agree to that extent. But we are not in the zeitgeist that unpolled, unfunded, badly run campaigns can automatically win. I don't think we're that far yet. Let's go to the phone lines. We got someone hanging on from 510 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's up?
What's up, Russ? This is Rolla J.
Rolla J in the hizzy. How you doing, my man?
All right.
Oh, I think you just powered up.
I know it's like a broken record and it's so old, but all I know is if Prop 19 passed, I would have never been raided, because one of the main things that got the search warrant on me was the dog alerting, smelling more marijuana outside of my building.
Yep.
So
that's right, folks. I mean, the guy this studio is named after wouldn't have a felony.
They misinterpret your stoners against legalization, because you're saying like people that voted against Prop 19 that are stoners.
Yeah.
That's a stoner against legalization.
How much more clear could it be?
I don't understand where they don't understand that. And you also said, you know, I support anything that makes marijuana legal. And they keep on trying to make it sound like you're against CCHI.
No.
Which you're not.
No, I'm just practical. And you know, this is something, you know, going on with that whole primary, you know, analogy he was using, right? It's like, I understand wanting to fight for CCHI against the others, in preference to the others, right? But when the fight's over, to fight against the one that won, that's fighting for prohibition. That's fighting for Kevin Sabet. That's fighting for the DEA. I'm not having it.
And how many times has it failed already?
Well, there you go.
How many years now?
Proof is in the pudding, man. Thank you, Rolla J, for your call. Appreciate it, my man. Let's get to another call. We've got 831 area code hanging on the air. What's on your mind? Hello, 831. Are you there? All right, not there. So, yeah, it's... You know, if you're gonna be the person who wants to fight for Jack Herer Initiative, great, more power to you. You know, I'm not against the initiative. I would love it if we could legalize 12 plants or 12 pounds, 99 plants, $10 tax, free all the pot prisoners. Shit, yeah, I'd love that. I'm all for it. And what some people are getting on me for is, well, Jay Schwass, if you supported it, if you gave more support to it, how much better would it do? It's funny because it's the same people who say, you're a loser, nobody, and nobody listens to you, and everybody hates you, and you get no ratings. It's like, well, you can't have it both ways, man. You can't be pissed at me for not being a out front vocal supporter and then also claim that my out front vocal support would be worthless. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And these claims about being bought off, that's the other one that cracks me up, that I'm bought off somehow. And it's interesting to me how these true believer types have to jump to the ad hominem. They got to jump right to the name calling. And then they got to jump to the conspiracy theory. Oh, you must be bought off. Oh, it must be the big elements. They're paying you off, right? They got to jump to that. And then they got to jump to these hoops of you don't believe in true legalization. Well, if we legalize an ounce, somebody could still be busted for 2 ounces. Yeah, that's right. But here's the thing. If you legalize an ounce, how is it they find out that you got two? I understand how people are. I think part of what happens here, and it happens a lot with the Herrerites, because again, it gets to that hero worship. It gets to that deification. It gets to that, you know, folks, you realize Jack Herrer was against Prop 215, don't you? A lot of you don't know that, do you? Yeah, Jack Herrer was against California medical marijuana when it first came out. When Prop 215 was first proposed, Jack Herrer was loudly and vocally against it because it wasn't, wait for it, true legalization! Yeah, Jack Herrer was against 215. Now, he came around and ended up supporting it. But when it first came out, he was against it because we shouldn't have to narrow down whether or not people are sick to be able to legally use marijuana. I have heard these arguments so many times from so many people. Oh, well, if we legalize it, they'll just bust people for not having the permit or having more than 2 ounces or whatever the excuse is. There's always this imagined excuse of how marijuana being legal is going to make life worse for us than it is under prohibition. It's amazing the mental gymnastics one has to go through to be able to come to that conclusion. Now, I understand this stoners against legalization in Ohio or in California a little better than I do the ones in Ohio. At least in California, you can make the argument that, yeah, if you do go lie to a doctor and get yourself a permission slip, you can pretty much be kind of quasi sort of legal. So there's an I got's mine element to this. There's like, you know, why take a little bit of legalization when we've got a whole lot of pseudo legalization? So I understand that. I can't wrap my mind around this Ohio thing. Other than I think that within the marijuana community, there's a certain leftover echo of the hippie movement, of the anti-authoritarian fuck the man attitude that resonates within our community. This automatic distrust of business and corporate culture and government, you know, not that it's undeserved. I'm not saying it's undeserved, but you know, this undercurrent, this anti-authoritarian counterculture current that runs through our movement just recoils in horror at the idea of having only 10 growers buy marijuana legalization for themselves. I think it's just affecting them on a spiritual level. And they're not seeing it from the lens I see it through, which is, if I was sitting in Idaho right now, and the Koch brothers, or Sheldon Adelson, people I despise on every political level, if these billionaires came in and said, well, Russ, we're going to legalize in the state of Idaho, you can only have an ounce, you have to buy it from a pot shop, and only the Koch brothers can run any pot shops or grow any weed, I'd say, where do I sign? You know how many states out there wish they had some billionaires that wanted to end their criminality? And you're sitting there in Ohio saying that's not good enough, huh? You're sitting there in Ohio thinking one of these other groups, they'll break through and get on the ballot in 2016, even though they've been around for years and years and years and years and never have. You got a group of $36 million in the bank that's already gotten 160,000 signatures in 1 month. And you want to fight against that? We'll talk more tomorrow. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seat, you plan it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seat, you plan it, you